Vic Alladeff, a very, very good morning. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. We normally chat to Vic every Tuesday. We will be speaking to him tomorrow, where we get an update on Jewish news from Australia. But I wanted to catch up with Vic and understand what is going on with the fires. Vic, the visuals that we are seeing and what we are reading is absolutely devastating. Is it as bad as we are thinking it is?
Yes, it is. It is, and even worse, if I may say. Sydney, where I am standing, where I am based, is in the state of New South Wales. The damage in New South Wales alone is this equivalent to the size of Belgium. Mm. Equivalent to the size of Belgium, and that is in this state alone. The damage is impacting four states right now: South Australia, Queensland, Victoria, and New South Wales. It is catastrophic. It is the worst in recorded history. And it is, as I say, in terms of kilometers or hectares, whatever the size of the land which has been destroyed, as I say, in this state alone, equivalent to the size of Belgium, and there plus so many others. And the bad news is that we're still only, you know, 1 month into a 3 month summer. There's still 2 months of summer to go, January and February. And, there are, it's not every single day the heat is so scorching, but we are frequently having days where the heat is, where the temperature is going to 36 and 40 and over, etc., plus hot winds, all of which makes it a horrific situation. The Prime Minister has called out army reservists to assist with evacuations. People have been evacuated on warships from areas where they could not be evacuated by overland, and so it's unprecedented from the Jewish community's perspective. There are just a couple of days ago, a Jewish family which lived in an area just southwest of Sydney, an area, what I was about to say, a beautiful area, what was a beautiful green mountainous area, their house was completely destroyed and all their earthly possessions completely lost. They are members of one of the synagogues, Emmanuel Synagogue, which is a synagogue here in Sydney, and a crowdfunding campaign has been started for this particular family, who, as I say, have lost everything. The New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, as I've reported previously on this program, we raised $500,000 in a crowdfunding campaign. In addition to which, just last week, one of the country's top philanthropists, a couple from Melbourne named Robert John and Pauline Gandel, donated $1 million for the fire relief. And so the Jewish community is certainly stepping up in the way that it can. And, but and on top of all of the above, there's just this awful smoke, which is just, you know, which is just polluting the air that everyone breathes. Even in metropolitan Sydney and the city. So not only in the bush areas where the fire is actually taking place.
Has Australia known something like this before, or is this the worst fire in memory?
No and yes. In other words, every year there are bush fires because it's hot and it's dry and there's drought. But the country has never experienced anything of this catastrophic scale ever. And it's, you know, and so it's evoking arguments about is enough being done about climate change? Is the Prime Minister responding enough? And those sorts of criticisms will obviously always emerge, I'm no expert on these matters, but one can hardly think that this sort of stuff could have been prevented.
I'll talk about that. You know, there's been a lot of speculation and you never know what's misinformation and what's real. But when people talk about climate change and somebody else says, no, this was arson. Well, very clearly these record temperatures have exacerbated. But is there a concern that this was an act of arson?
Here and there, and as recently as yesterday's or early this morning's news, there was one report where somebody has been charged with arson. I mean, the person has to be, you know, borderline insane to have been one incident where we are talking about, as I say, area the size of Belgium in this state alone. So arson cannot have caused catastrophic fires, area the size of Belgium. So yes, there have been, you know, as I'm not very professional to say, just moronic people who have done acts of arson, but that cannot account for a fraction, can only account for a fraction of the devastation which we are seeing.
And are they getting it under control? Are they winning this war?
Right now the answer is no. I mean, today's news that there are approximately 150 fires still raging with varying levels of emergency threats and controllability, if there's such a word, across them. So some of them are being managed, whereas others are, there are terrifying situations where mass fires on two sides of a river are getting closer to each other, you know, which just causes a conflagration on just yet another level. So the short answer is there's still a long way to go before there's some semblance of getting the situation under control.
Really, really frightening. And finally, the city of Sydney, or how at risk? I know some of the outlying suburbs, as you've mentioned, are at risk, but how dangerous and how worried are the residents of Sydney?
Those who are worried are people who suffer from asthma, and that is a serious problem. And those who are, you know, and young children who suffer from asthma, and elderly people who suffer from asthma, because those are people who are literally suffering, are struggling to breathe. And I mean that literally and not just dramatically. So that's because, you know, on a given day, the air will be thick with smoke, and which is New Zealand, which is 3 hours flight away from Sydney. The New Zealand sky is discolored because of smoke from the Australian fires. So that tells you, that gives you a sense of the magnitude of these fires, where New Zealand, 3 hours flight away, its air is polluted from the Australian smoke. So that's how thick and catastrophic it is.
And of course, one of the things that is really devastating to see and to read about is the terrible loss of the wildlife as well in these areas.
Yes.
Vic Alidef, finish your point.
I was going to say the loss of wildlife and the loss of life of, and volunteer firefighters who've been, putting their lives on the line to try and combat the situation.
Absolutely horrific. Vic Alidef, thanks for taking the time to chat to us. We'll catch you tomorrow morning around about 6:15 SA time for our regular slot. That's Vic Alidef talking to us from Australia. Time is 7:21.